Welcome to another episode of Optimum 7 Surge Sessions, our weekly e-commerce, digital marketing, and technology podcast.
Hello. Today we'll talk about the SEO tools that you can use to run an SEO audit on your website. So one of the questions that we get a lot here is at Optimum 7 is, how can I do an SEO audit? I have this website. How can I know what's missing on the website? How can I really identify the lowest hanging fruit on my website to be able to rank it better, to be able to get more leads, more sales from my website from an organic search standpoint? And it really almost always goes back to an analysis of what you have today. How are your content pages structured? How do you present your website services or products on your website? What does your content structure in terms of a hierarchy look like? And there are probably 10 different elements that we need to look at in an SEO audit to be able to tell you what you need to do. But then again, if you have the right process, you can do this audit yourself. You don't have to pay for somebody else to do this audit. Of course, it always helps to have professionals look at it. But if you're looking for a really, really basic SEO audit, here, what we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about the tools that you can use to run an SEO audit or help you run an SEO audit. So one of the first things, guys, that we get asked, again, is, what do I have to do next? Or what's the most important for me, most important thing for me to do in terms of my content and my SEO? And I know that the answers to this question vary based on who we are talking about. So is it possible for us to have like a top three items that you need to look at that's very, very essential? And we'll start with Ohad, because Ohad, you deal with a lot of SEO audits here at Optimum 7. What are the top three things you would look at before we even dive into these tools?
Yeah, so the very first thing that I look at it is, does the site have Google Analytics installed in it?
Mm-hmm.
Is the Google Analytics account set up properly with funnels and goals set up correctly?
Mm-hmm.
And then the next thing is, did they verify their account on Google Search Console?
Mm-hmm.
And are they tracking data? Do they have one for each of their variations of their sites? You know, the HTTP, HTTPS, mm-hmm. www, without www, have all of that set up. That's the very first thing that I always check. And you would be surprised how many people don't have that set up properly.
Correct. So Google Analytics, because we want to be able to see the data
mm-hmm.
on your website. Where are you getting traffic from? What are you ranking for? What is your conversion funnel look like? You mentioned funnels. I need to be able to see if you're an e-commerce site, for example, how many add to carts you have, how many people went to checkout, how many people actually did checkout.
Mm-hmm.
So we can kind of look at the metrics and determine all aspects of your website and how you are able to acquire business or leads from this website. And you also mentioned the Google Search Console, because we want to be able to see impression data from Google on what you're getting impressions. And this all, I guess, points to identifying opportunity, correct? Where is the opportunity on my site? What content can I write, or what pages can I optimize to be able to rank higher or convert better?
And when it comes to Google Search Console, it's also, are there any issues? Does Google have any issues crawling your website?
Got it.
So that's your best indication. Instead of guessing, Google, once you verify your property, tells you exactly if there's any issues crawling your website.
Yes. So the first two things I get, Google Analytics, Google Console, and the fact that they are set up right.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can actually get some data on what you need to optimize. What would be a second tool for you to kind of get a good understanding and view of how your website is ranking on search engines and how it's operating? What's the next tool that you would look at?
I'll do a screaming frog crawl. What that will do is that will indicate to me if I have any missing metadata, missing meta titles, descriptions,
mm-hmm.
any images missing alt text, and kind of any technical SEO that's missing on my site.
Mm-hmm. So if we had to structure it, first you have to get the data, and second you have to do your due diligence, and you have to have everything
Correct.
Technical there. If you have 1,000 pages that are missing, you know, meta descriptions.
Or duplicate. Yeah.
Correct. You have to obviously
right.
put that in
Adjust
there.
That.
And you have to instruct your team.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter how big you are or how small you are. You have to either do it yourself, you have to instruct your team to do it. Again, technical SEO, does that really make that much of a big difference? What are the really key points?
That's really just more of laying down a foundation.
Okay. So you're just basically making sure that you have gas so the car can...
Exactly.
Okay.
Really, what you're going to see the most impact with is looking at your current content and then seeing your backlink profile.
Let's define backlinks before we move forward. So your current content is pretty straightforward. What type of pages you rank for, what authority you have on your pages. And when we say authority, we're talking about how many backlinks you have. A backlink is basically another website linking back to your site saying, hey, go here for this piece of information. But this is what the whole Google algorithm is built on. And a lot of people say backlinks are dead. This is dead. That is dead. But we see in every single test that we run that backlinks are still the name of the game. So the two tools that I would say, and correct me if I'm wrong, I would look at for backlink profile and also what content you're ranking for, what opportunities are. First one is Moz. That's moz.com. And then the other one is spyfu.com. Now, both of those tools are paid, but I believe the most basic account is $40 or $50 a month.
I think that Moz Link Explorer gives you a few free ones if you sign up for a free account. I think you get maybe a few a month that that you can do.
Correct. So what Moz gives you the top pages you have, what websites are linking to you, what your spam score is like, et cetera, et cetera. So you can identify some opportunities. What Spyfu gives you is everything that you rank for on page one, everything that you rank for on page two, and they crawl literally billions of websites. So it can give you a good indication in terms of where you need to go next. How about competitive analysis? If I need to look at how my competitors are doing, I identified, let's say, three top competitors.
I would say the same tools. Moz, Link Explorer, and Spyfu. I'll give you an example of something that you can do. You talked about low-hanging fruits. Put in your competitor in Moz, Link Explorer. Go to all the backlinks where they list out all the top domains leading to your website. Check where they're getting their backlinks from, and then see if you can get the same backlinks as your competitors are getting.
Yes, understood. And how about, so we talked about Spyfu, we talked about Moz. How about a tool that really identifies what my content structure is like? Is there a tool like that, or do I have to really have somebody look at this, a professional look at this? I guess one of the other questions that we get a lot is, you know, how good do I have to know this stuff to be able to actually analyze it? Is there a tool that prioritizes this for you in terms of content and tells you, look, these are the most important content on your website, so I would pay attention to this?
Once you have Google Analytics, you can see what your top pages are and kind of draw a conclusion as to what content works or not. Sometimes to have to truly understand the data that you're looking for, that you're looking at, you might need a professional to kind of shine a light on and give context to these numbers.
Let's talk about backlink profile, because that's one of the most important things. There's not one true formula that identifies, hey, if I do ABC, I can get these backlinks. Now, for backlinks, we use two tools. We use Ahrefs as well as Majestic SEO. And they, again, they have billions and billions of websites and web pages crawled. So it gives us an indication of, let's say, a competitor, abc.com, where are they really getting all their backlinks from, their authority from? Why are they ranking high? Where are they ranking high? What type of content they have? So I guess our complaint or our request is that we don't have just the one tool that looks at all the opportunities, collects this data together, and spits out a report that says, here are your opportunities based on everything that you, everything that I can see from your website, content, et cetera, et cetera. Right? So that's where we come in. And we've actually been working on a tool that identifies this and gives you priorities. We are going to, I believe, start with a WordPress plugin for this, because a lot of websites are hosted with WordPress, that pulls the data from Majestic and pulls the data from Moz and pulls the data from Ahrefs and gives you a priority of what pages you should rank for based on the search volume. As well as what your analytics and Google Search Console tell us on your domain. So we're actually working on this, But as of right now, there is not one tool that you can just plug in your URL and gives you that outline. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Right. So the name of that tool is going to be, it's not live yet, but you can sign up for an invite. It's called the Backlink Patrol. It's backlinkpatrol.com. We're working on that. Let's talk about page speed, because there's a lot of information around page speed as well. Mm-hmm. How, and we're talking about an audit, obviously, one of the most important things is your website needs to be responsive, which is mobile friendly, mm-hmm. and it needs to load fast. So what would you use for page speed and how can you really optimize the speed of your site?
Google gives you a lot of tools for that. And I think mm-hmm. those are the best ones to use. The first one is the mobile friendliness test. Mm-hmm. Just type it into Google mobile friendliness test. It's mm-hmm. it will send you right there. And it just gives you, spits out, like, did you pass or did you fail mm-hmm. on whatever website you put. If you fail, it gives you a list of recommendations mm-hmm. what you need to change.
Mm-hmm.
And then same goes for page speed. There's page inside speed.
Mm-hmm. Page inside.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but yeah. I mean, I think even easier than that, if you just simply right-click on your website and click inspect.
On Chrome.
On Chrome, Google Chrome. I mean, how many people don't use Google Chrome?
Oh, yeah.
yeah, so if you inspect, if you're using Google Chrome, inspect your site, right-click on it, go down, you'll see a tab at the top that says audit.
Mm-hmm.
You click that, and it'll give you a site speed, mobile accessibility, responsiveness, and a SEO score.
Right.
So that's really the easiest. That's like Google mm-hmm. just came out with that. That's Google Lighthouse Audit. And that's pretty new. Mm-hmm. But they pretty much grabbed all their tools and combined it into one.
Correct. Just to wrap up, if I am a business and if I need this done for me, SEO audit, number one, how much should I pay for it? And number two, should I pay for it? Do I need to pay for it? How do we differentiate those credentials? Where how much should you pay for it, number one, and how much should you pay for an SEO audit and what the value for you is? Let's talk about that. Wow, you do more of this. So
I think it varies dramatically. If this is a brand new website and you're just kind of looking for advice and guidance on what you need to do, whether if you're an established website and you've already tried multiple methods and you feel like nothing is working. Because mm-hmm. if it's the latter, then you would need someone who truly knows what they're doing, a high-level professional who can give you advanced advice
mm-hmm.
and advanced strategies. Whereas if you're a new website and you're just looking for someone to kind of hold your hands and give you advice, obviously we're talking about different price ranges.
Correct. And also what your business is like, what your revenue is like. You know, if your revenue is $500,000 annually, you're not going to go and spend $10,000 on a deep dive for an SEO audit. I wouldn't think so. But if you're doing more than $500,000, if you're doing multiple $1 million, then it is a good investment.
Mm-hmm.
At Optimum 7, just to talk to you about costs, I mean, there are people who are going to say they can do an SEO audit for you for $250, but it's not going to have any valuable information. It literally takes, I would say, close to anywhere from 10 to 50 hours to do a deep dive. And at Optimum 7, we charge $3,000 all the way up to $20,000 for a deep SEO audit. Now, that's not only us telling you what's wrong with your site. That's us telling you, okay, here is the stuff that you really need to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
Here is the copywriting that you need to do on that content. Here are the content pages you need to rewrite.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the backlink profiles you need to pay attention to.
Here are the keywords you're already ranking for. Here are the keywords you need to be ranking for.
And what you need to do to be able to rank for those terms. And more importantly, let's talk about conversions last. We have to have this data. Ranking for something does not mean anything unless you get business from it,
mm-hmm.
right? And conversion is money. If you are a service-based business, you need to be getting leads. If you're an e-commerce-based business, you need to be getting orders. And that's why we need, at the beginning, going back to the beginning, that's why we need those funnels, that data, so we can assess and we can literally tell you, okay, if you do A, B, C, D, in a matter of, let's say, X month, you should get a Y return on this investment of what you're going to do regarding SEO. Now, everybody says SEO, search engine optimization, is ranking and this and that. It's not that anymore. It's all together, right? Your social media is integrated with your SEO because you have social signals, you have brand mentions. Your content is integrated with your conversions because it's not enough for people to land on your site. You actually have to have them convert and engage. And let's say by chance or by hard work, you get to page one. If your content sucks and there's no engagement, you're going to drop. So I guess those are the most important things. A lot of people look at an SEO audit and say, okay, I just need an SEO audit for the sake of it, and I need to know what's wrong with my site. What makes the difference is not what's wrong with your site, it's what you are going to do with that information. So a professional can lay down a strategy, an execution strategy for you and say, look, here are the things that you can do now. And we know that we've done audits and we've done changes and implementations, and within literally a matter of 30 days, we have been able to double the organic traffic of some clients because we made those changes. So you're looking for the lowest hanging fruit there. But those are some of the tools that you could do or you could use to do this audit yourself. And of course, there's a ton of information on the Optimum7.com site, or even if you go to Google and search, you'll find a ton of information. Here are some tools that you use. I think that you can spend $100 and do this audit yourself if you don't want to pay thousands of dollars to other people. And of course, if you have any questions, let us know. We'll be happy to help. We'll talk to you next time.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Optimum 7 Surge Sessions. Do you have a suggestion for a topic you'd like us to cover, or simply have a question about one of the topics we have previously covered? Send us an email to info@optimum7.com or visit our website, www.optimum7.com.